Omega 100.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I just had a fella call me from Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, was it, or Oklahoma? Bud Kirk. He said he had 35 cabs out there, and every one of them listening to monitor. And he said, play some Nat King Cole. Well, I'll tell you what I've got to do first, because I think that this is the kind of weather, if you've been in New York, the ladies especially, if you haven't gotten down from your size 16 to size 8, it may be too late for you. But I'm going to give you one more shot at it, that's right. You may not be a beauty queen, baby, but you're all I've got, and I love you. So up on your feet, and let's do some exercises. Are you ready? Go get 'em, Tiger. Come on, darling. The humidity may be high, but you can take it off. Here we go. Atta girl. All you Oklahoma City folks. Yeah, look out now. Come on out of that kitchen. It's too hot to be in there. Yes, sir. If you're in the front seat of the car, well, just think it. Think about it. That's good. Pull over to the service road. Now get out of the car. Turn up the radio. Hey, look at her go. That's good. Here comes a state trooper. Get back in. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Ramona Horowitz. Coming out of Shoot One. Look at that girl go. Married 14 years, 3 kids. Are you sure Lily St. Cyr started this way? Ba-ba-ba, ba-da-ba-ba. Yeah, that's great, darling. The monitor strut. Look at them. Now, get over the drapes if you're home. Big finish. Let's hear it for Mom. Beautiful. All right. Throw away that kitchen towel, honey. Oh, your husband's looking at you like he never looked at you before. You see, his mother was wrong. Oh, look at her go. Ba-da-ba-ba. Exercise. Yeah. Kick off those orthopedic shoes. Roll away those elastic stockings. Away you go, doll. Look out now. Ba-ba-ba.
You may be breathing heavy, darling, but I'll tell you something. I've got a job for you, 3 shows a day, and all the popcorn you can eat.
You'll find us good listening. Monitor is on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. That's right, you're my jury, you know. You can pass judgment on how I do. Anyway, we're on the air coast to coast. Yes, sir. And this is Ted Brown with you for the rest of the afternoon. I, of course, say that I'm 4'6", dark hair, green piercing eyes, cat-like movements, gold in the flex, dance in my eyes as I look toward the light. I love kids and dogs, and I send money home. How can you hate me? Everybody, force yourself. I'm not really that at all. I'm 3'4". I was at one time 6'8". You know that, don't you? But I was a flamenco dancer, and I stomped myself down to about 4'6". Do you have hay fever, any of you? Hmm? Ah, yes. Raise your red little noses and tell me yes. Now, you know something? The hay fever season is really rough. But then again, it makes a little lethargic every now and then. I think that if you get some good exercise, who's going to look at your red nose when your hips and your waistline and your wheels look so great? And so I would like to take you by the hand for a moment and give you some exercise music. Are you ready? Everybody up on your feet now. If you're in the car, pull over to the service road, open the door, and get out on the lawn and do it. Turn the radio up. Everybody, go get 'em, Tiger. Atta, baby. Come on now. Exercise. No sneezing. Just exercise. Kick off your shoes. Good girl. All right. This is your mom. Oh, look out now. Here we go. Atta girl. Let it go. Let it all hang out. Come on, baby. If you're home, move out of the kitchen into the living room. Grab on those drapes. Do you realize that Lily St. Cyr started this way, my dear? Go get him, baby. Yeah. All right. You won't ever need shots again. Ah, you son of a gun. Here we go now. Come on. Everybody. Little applause for Ma.
baby, I would never know you're married 20 years. Atta girl. Oh, if it's natural, do it. Look at her go. Yeah. Hey, you'll even stop taking B12 shots. You keep moving like that. Now, come on, let's move. Big finish. All right, that's good. Whoop. Hold it down. There's a cop in the area. You're under arrest, darling. Here we go now. This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, Tom DeLeo Schwartz. Hey, you're beautiful. Oh, that's marvelous. Bow, bow, bow. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, let's hear it.
My dear, if you keep moving like that, I guarantee you, your husband will give up his job and put you in the show business.
His mustache down so he can get through the door, and he's all set to do a review for you. And last week he gave 2 laurels and 1 bomb in his reviews of 3 movies. And this week, well, let's see what he's brandishing beside his mustache. Gene?
Elliot Gould is an amiable actor, but how long can he live off MASH? MASH is one of the funniest and incisive movies in a very long time, and it has made Elliot Gould one of the biggest box office stars in America, especially among young people. He's got an enormous following, and they'll follow him into any movie as long as he's in it. Even movies like Getting Straight, even movies like Move. Move is Elliot Gould's newest movie, and Move is mistitled because it just stands there, bewildering the audience, which is just sitting there. Move is the story of a young fellow in Manhattan who makes a living writing pornographic paperbacks. Except he doesn't make a living at it, so he is a professional dog walker. Elliot Gould is married to the often effective actress Paula Prentice, but she is not effective this time. She couldn't be, because this script would give anybody lockjaw. When the movie opens, they are about to move, except that the moving man doesn't come. And he doesn't, and he doesn't. Meanwhile, up in the projection room, the projectionist is changing reels like mad, waiting for something to happen. He changes in vain. Elliot Gould goes through a lot of nothing, including meeting, or imagining he meets, Genevieve Waite, a completely talentless English actress last seen in a disaster called Joanna. At least I had hoped she was last seen, but here she is again, trying everything, even removing her clothes, to attract our attention, but she fails. During the entire showing of Move, the only thing that attracted my attention in the theater was the exit sign. So I used it. This is Gene Shalit for Monitor.
I dig Elliot Gould. I think he's a marvelous actor. And I like Gene Shalit, too. But, of course, Gene Shalit thought Virginia Woolf was one of the finest musicals he's ever seen. And Gene Shalit's favorite picture is what? Doris Day and Pillow Talk. He has seen it 8 times. So, Gene, thank you very much for your review. However, I'll see the picture myself, and then I'll come over to your house and do a review for you. You are on the go, my friends, with Monitor.
Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'd like a whole...
Isn't that beautiful, huh? That's Rubber Ducky, all right. I'm not playing this just for children, you know, this new record here from Sesame Street, no. If your wife is very hostile, you know, some of her finest days were spent in the bathtub, taking a bath as a child with a rubber ducky. So I suggest you get her a rubber ducky and let her play with it.